You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Elemental Auckland is a festival with events taking place right across the city. The events kick off today and run until Sunday, the 1st of August. I spoke to Richard Clark, who is head of major and business events at Auckland Unlimited, about what we can expect from the festival. I began by asking Richard what the festival is all about.
Elemental Auckland, it's coming into its third year, originally devised as a winter festival for Auckland. That, you know, we have a great program of events through the summer months, but during the winter months we haven't had real anchor events to get people out and about and enjoying the city. And so the strategy behind Elemental was to, rather than create one big event, was to create a festival that allowed multiple different events to stand up and come under one banner and be promoted both within the city and outside of the city, to attract people to get out during winter, to visit Auckland and support the events and hospitality industry. And we've seen it grow really strongly over the 3 years. Last year it was the first series of events out of the second lockdown, and had a really important impact on local communities in particular by getting events up and running again. And this year is looking like being the biggest one ever. The number of events has grown to more than 50, up from 44 last year, and we're seeing them all selling really well. Excited for it to all kick off today.
Wow, so lots of things for people to get involved in. What can we expect from the events that are part of the festival?
A little bit of everything, really. The whole concept of Elemental is for it to be greater than the sum of its parts. So there's events of all different scales, from free family-friendly events to some of the, you know, the more signature events, like, for example, Symphony at Spark Arena is one of the bigger events. Elemental Nights concert series presented by Live Nation, which includes Flying Nun's 40-year anniversary concert at the Town Hall, and then right through to free events like the Takapuna Winter Lights Festival on the weekend of 30th and 31st of October in Takapuna. There were some amazing light installations and creative talents there. Basically, the whole concept of Elemental is celebrating Auckland's culture, creativity and cuisine. And so whatever you want, you can probably find it in Elemental.
What are the details for the festival? How long does it run? And, yeah, finally, why should people go?
It all starts today. So it runs from the 14th of July through to the 1st of August. Over 50 events. Events are listed at the Elemental website, which is posted at AucklandNZ.com. And why should people attend? It's, as I said, Elemental has just a little bit of everything, from large-scale concerts, things like Onehunga's Culinary Crawl, which is an amazing food experience through the Onehunga precinct. Events such as Papaya Story Secret Party Quest this year, which is basically a choose-your-own-adventure secret quest through the city to find the party venue and experience silent disco at the end. There's a little bit of everything there. You know, Eden Park's hosting a large-scale art event. There's street eats. There's so much variety. So I think for people to get out and experience Tamaki Makaurau during winter and just see how much the city has to offer.
That was Richard Clark speaking about Elemental Auckland. Head along. The festival kicks off today and runs until Sunday, the 1st of August.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.